Hello, Tom.
Good morning, guys.
Over under on hours of sleep last night. I'll say two.
Say none.
Oh man. Well, it was futile at about two. So I figured I'm sure a lot of guys were pretty restless, and I was certainly one of them. So just a rough night, rough day. Certainly. You know, we had much higher expectations, and we just didn't get the job done. You know, I thought we obviously a great regular season, but didn't win the game that mattered most.
Don, there are about a million questions that I and Jerry and callers who have talked to us all morning long are dying to know. Beyond the we didn't execute and they played better and they made plays and we didn't. To begin with, was that as good a defensive game plan as you've seen all year from an opponent? Were your guys as covered as they have ever been this year by the Jets last night?
I think the Jets did a good job, and they got beat up pretty good by us on the Monday night game, and then watching them play the Colts, and they played a lot more zone coverage against the Colts as well, and really kept it a close game and won it in the fourth quarter. And I thought, that definitely crossed our mind that they'd be doing similar type things. You know, I still felt like they were gonna try to match up, with our receivers, and they did some of that. I thought what they did a good job was they really mixed what they were doing between playing more conservative 3-man rush and 4-man rush. It certainly wasn't a very big blitz game for them.
Mm-hmm.
Which it was a very big blitz game for him in the second game, and in the first game. So I thought they made some adjustments. I thought we did some good things at times and were able to move the ball. We just didn't do it very consistently. And scoring points ultimately comes if you're not making big plays, comes down to consistent plays. And we didn't do that as an offensive unit.
Tom, the first two drives by the Patriots were nothing short of impressive other than with how they ended. There was a variety of plays, formations, movement. Phil Simms was praiseworthy, saying it's unbelievable. They're confusing the Jets. They don't find themselves familiar with these formations, and yet one ends in an interception, the other one with a drop in the end zone. Did those two efficient drives that ended with nothing take some wind out of the sails?
Well, I mean, those hurt. I mean, I think when you look at them, when you're playing a very good defense, you've got to take advantage of the opportunities that you have. And certainly, the first drive of the game ending, an interception on a screen pass is just you never imagine that happening. And the other one, I think what happens is we drop balls. It's just it's part of playing receiver.
Mm-hmm.
We had a third down play there. We could have executed better as well. But you're right. I mean, to have two pretty efficient drives to start the game and really only come out of it with 3 points, was really, I think gave them a lot of fuel. This game plan's working. We can really play with these guys. And, I would have loved for us to be up 14-0 at that point with them going, well, this game plan isn't working. So. We certainly added fuel to their fire, and they played with, they played very well. And I think I'm racking my brain all night last night and realizing all the different things that I wish I would have done better. But, that's why they won, and that's why they're moving on. That's why all those teams that have won this weekend, because they pretty much played without any errors. We made our fair share.
After the December 6th game, Bart Scott said that you knew what they were going to do before they did it. He was talking about your ability to make those pre-snap reads and how you were just one step ahead of them. What changed? Specifically, what changed yesterday? It seems impossible for the same two teams to take the same field and play and have things change so dramatically.
Well, I thought, I think the difference, was they didn't make any mistakes. They didn't have any penalties. Yeah. They didn't have any turnovers. You know, they played well in field position. They didn't give up any big plays on defense. You know, in the last game, they gave up some big plays against us. You know, a couple 50-yard gains, a couple 20-yard gains for touchdowns. So, you know, I think they really came into this game saying, you know, we're not going to give up those plays when we blitz. You know, we understand there's going to be times where they play man coverage, but, you know, I thought they mixed their zones in and you know, there was some pretty tight coverage in the zones. And, you know, I think they just, that was the game plan. I think they wanted to say, this is what we're going to do. We're going to play just very similar to the way they played the Colts.
What?
And, you know, we just, like I said, we had our opportunities, but, you know, we're not going to win games if we turn the ball over, if we can't make critical plays in critical situations, or, you know, you're not going to win those games. And, you know, obviously these are tough to get over. You know, we will get over it, but you know, not for some time.
When Branch and Welker said they played more zone, kind of surprised you by playing more zone. Does that include the corners? Was Revis and Cromartie playing man and the guys playing zone behind them? Or was everyone in a zone?
It was probably more, you know, there was just a lot of coverage on the inside part of the field. And I think they really expected Cromartie and Revis to cover the outside part of the field, which, you know, I thought those two corners, that's probably what their strengths are. And not a lot of teams are making yards on them on the outside part of the field. And you know, I thought we ran the ball well at times. We really tried to stay balanced. And I thought when they had, you know, their little guys on the field, we were running the ball a little bit. And when they put their big guys on the field, I thought we were trying to take advantage of throwing it. But we weren't effective enough in our play action pass, you know, and making big gains out there. You know, to take them out of what they were doing. And, you know, I think more so than anything, that's what it came down to. I was driving home last night, and I said, God, we just never put any pressure on them. And when you're playing at home and you have a great advantage of playing at home, you really gotta take advantage of those situations, and we didn't do a very good job of that.
Tom, pretty much everybody is seeking a definitive answer to the question, where was the sense of urgency, certainly in the second half? And you've gone on record saying you like the hurry up, you like the 2 minutes, you like the pace, you like the energy. Where was that, if for no other reason than to change the energy at that point in the game?
Well, I don't, you know, it was a two-score game. It wasn't a two-touchdown game. And I think we had the drive there before the, you know, in the fourth quarter where, you know, we had an opportunity to score a touchdown so we kicked the field goal. But had we scored a touchdown, it would be a three-point game with 4 minutes left. So I thought they had a lot of, you know, dime groupings out there, meaning six defensive backs. So, you know, it's hard to think that we're going to go out there and throw the ball all day on that grouping.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I thought we said, all right, we're going to take advantage of this mismatch and still try to get the ball down the field. Which we did. We just, when we got down to the 15-yard line, we just sputtered, and we didn't execute the plays that we needed to execute, which didn't allow us to score a touchdown, which instead led to the field goal, and then making it a 7-point game. And we tried to kick the onside kick, you know, and they scored again to make it a 14-point game. So it was just, if we were down 15 points, mm-hmm. it would be a different story. But being down 10 points, you know, we thought we could score a touchdown. And then with two field goals, two timeouts with 4 minutes left, we had plenty of time to get down the field and make it, you know, hopefully kick the field goal to send it to overtime.
Did the benching of Welker sit well with everybody, or did it create an unnecessary pregame distraction for the team?
No, I think everybody, that has no bearing on the way that we played as a team. I don't think I don't know. You know, I don't think it has any effect on the game. What has most effect on the game is the way that we played, and I think, believe me, every Patriot player that was in uniform yesterday, didn't sleep well last night, knowing that, you know, we didn't do what we needed to do to win the game. And certainly, you know, I'm right at the top of the list in my disappointment in myself that I wasn't, you know, that I really let the team down and didn't play the way I was capable. So that's really where my thoughts are.
What's the one moment, the one play, or one mistake that kept you up?
I mean, it always comes down to the interception. I mean,
yeah.
That's the one. And I just a play that's probably the most conservative play in the playbook. Those are the ones that bother me the most.
Hey, you can't make amends for this for a year. You know, obviously you'll be back. You know, all spring you'll be getting ready, summer camp, and the games start in September. But this is the postseason, and you don't get another chance of that for almost a year. Does your approach change at all? I mean, you're going to win the MVP. You had an unbelievable regular season, and I assume it feels like that's all for naught. How do you change your approach to the season when it seems now that the regular season means nothing, and even the first seed and the home field means nothing?
Yeah. Well, you're right. It doesn't. None of that does mean anything. I think you play all season to put yourself in a position like we did to have the bye and get guys healthy and to play at home. But you know, it's going to come down to who plays the best game that day. And you're right. It takes a lot of work to get back to the point where we're at. But you know what? That's part of what our job is. And I think there's resiliency and mental toughness by the group of guys that were put together on this team. We said the same thing after last season. And, no one really thought, man, we got to go out and get all these new guys and players. And, you know, Patriots are going to, you know, not have a very good team. And then we really came together and put the work in and, finished off with a great regular season. Now, you know, it's hard to win the Super Bowl, and every year that, you know, that you go through it, you know, you it's disappointing when you lose. So whether it's the Super Bowl or whether that's, you know, the AFC Championship games, which we lost both of those, or this game, those are all hard to get over it because, you know, there's 32 teams that are playing, and then there's one team that's going to win. So it's anytime you lose, it's extremely disappointing. And there's going to be 31 teams that are disappointed this year, and we're one of the 31.
Tom, there are now 3 playoff losses in a row. Is that a disturbing trend in your mind, or just a coincidence of a season that didn't work out properly in your mind?
Well, there's only one Super Bowl winner, so. You know, look, if we win this game and win the next game and lose the Super Bowl, you have the same feeling.
Mm.
You know, if we win this week and lose next week, you have the same feeling. If anytime you don't win the Super Bowl, you have a disappointing end to a season. And there's only one reason why we're playing, and one reason that we prepare and work and Coach Belichick coaches and Mr. Kraft puts together a team has to win a Super Bowl, and especially with the expectations that our team has had for our fans and for, you know, all the states, that support our team is to win a Super Bowl. So, you know, it takes, you know, a good game to win in the playoffs. And we didn't play our best game yesterday. And that's why the Jets did. I mean, the truth is they did. I think they played a great game against the Colts, and that's what it took to beat them. And they played a great game against us. And if they play a great game next week, they're going to be tough to beat also. But that's how playoff football goes.
Tom, this next question I think is a direct result of high-definition technology. Several callers have said Tom looked like he had red, watery eyes. He was dressed to the max. We saw you sniffing from the ammonia capsule in the cup prior to the game. If you had the flu last night, would you tell us?
I didn't have the flu.
You didn't? You felt fine?
Yeah, I felt fine. I've been dressing warmer as the season's gone on. So, I felt fine.
And you've done that cup thing before. Is that ammonia capsule?
Yeah, we all do it. It's kind of a, receiver and quarterback thing.
Deion Branch said the Jets were classless after the game. Do you agree?
I didn't pay, you know, Jerry, I didn't pay much attention to them. I didn't pay much attention all week. I knew they were a tough opponent. They're always tough when we play them. They have good offense. They have a good defense. They have good special teams. And they played really well. We didn't put enough pressure on them. And however they chose and will continue to act, that's what their, that represents their organization. And we represent our organization our way. I really don't care the way they act. I really don't. I'm really proud of the way that our guys conduct themselves, and I think we're going to continue to go out there and work our butts off to be back next year with as much focus and determination as we had this year.
Now, you didn't pay attention to what Cromartie said about you?
What's that?
I said back page, big headline, bleep Brady.
Well, I mean, honestly, I don't care. I've never met the guy, so, I'm sure he's just, I don't know why people say those things, and I don't choose to, I don't really care why they say those things. I mean, it doesn't affect me in my life, and the guys that are most important to me are my teammates and my coaches, Mr. Kraft and Jonathan, I'm very proud to be the quarterback of this team, and I take that very seriously, and I take that responsibility very seriously. And I think it's going to take a lot of veteran leadership, to get us back to the spot where we need to be next year.
You've never met Antonio Cromartie?
No, I never met him.
Well, you got something in common with most of his 8 kids, then.
Well. The Jets are, look, they've had a good year. And when you have a good year, you can say whatever you want to say. I mean, I wish we won just to be able to shut them up, but we didn't. So you know what? It just validates what they think it takes to win. And that's where they gain their confidence from. Like I said, I wish, we certainly went out and executed a lot better, but we didn't. That's something we're all going to have to deal with and work through. Like I said, every year that we've lost in the playoffs has been really disappointing. And this year is certainly no different.
Tom, you've used the word disappointment. Last night on the podium, you talked about the treadmill analogy, but now that you've had a night to kind of toss and turn and think about it and wake up, you got nothing to do and nowhere to go today. What's that feeling like at this point? Because you've been going 100 miles an hour since September.
Yeah, well, it's very strange, and it just ends very abruptly. I mean, I think we were obviously your hopes and what your plans are is to be playing into September. So, I think you're always hoping that, you're in that final game of the year, but I haven't put any thought into anything really.
You excited about the Pro Bowl?
Pro Bowl? well, we have exit physicals today, so.
Oh, that might not go well.
Yeah. Well, the strip sack to the arm did not look pain-free, safe to say.
Yeah, they got me pretty good. I'm fine. It's just a bruise. It'll be fine. There's nothing. I mean, the one thing that I have, as I've played more, and what happened in 2008 is the one positive I said on the way home last night was that the guys who come out of the game healthy, can really have a good off season. So, a lot of guys, over the course of the season, like West last year, when you lose, has to go through all that surgery and rehab. And fortunately, in what I've gone through before, I won't have any of that. So I'll really be able to get working right away and work on, becoming a better quarterback for our team next year.
Hey, touching finally again on Cromartie and then what his words were pre-game. A lot of people thought you were going to be targeting and torturing him like you did Smith from Pittsburgh. That didn't happen. Were those erroneous expectations by people who said, watch Brady go after Cromartie all night long?
No, I mean, there's no personal vendetta out there. You know, we're trying to do the things that we need to do best to win the game. I thought we had a great game plan, and if we would have executed it better early on, you know, we could have really created some space between us and them and taken them out of their game plan. And we just kind of, the way we played, they just hung around, and then, man, they made a few plays. The scramble play that Sanchez made, you know, great catch by Santonio Holmes, the one that he made, and that really enabled them to take, you know, a significant lead in the game. So we battled back. I'm proud that we fought to the end. We just, our lack of execution at critical points in the game really limited our ability to score points.
Tom, would you call those coverage sacks? You think your offensive line did a good enough job to keep you clean for the most part? Your guys were covered, and you just had to hold it longer than you'd want to. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, and I haven't watched the film yet. You know, I thought the offensive line has played incredible all year. I mean, those guys work their ass off every week to protect obviously me at the quarterback, protect the running backs in the run blocking. And they did a hell of a job of that. So I thought last night they were great. You know, I was looking around for guys and maybe I missed some of them out there. So I'll have to look on the film and evaluate, you know, the things that I need to do better when we play the Jets the next time. But I'm sure there's plenty of those.
A bunch of misleading stats in this game. I guess time of possession and the number of plays you run versus the number of plays they run, and your number of first downs by comparison to theirs really don't mean a lot if things aren't clicking at critical times when it's time to score the football.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's you look at the first two drives of the game, and we move the ball great. Mm. There's first downs, there's execution, there's 3 points. So, you know, that's just, we get, but that's when you have those opportunities, you gotta make them. We got down to the red area in the fourth quarter, and you got to score a touchdown. We can't kick a field goal. We kick a field goal, puts us in a tough situation, and once again, we didn't do it. So I think that you're right. The stats are very misleading. Stats are always very misleading. You've got to really understand what we're trying to do and how we tried to do them. I don't think you can look at a stat sheet and say, okay, well, this is how it always goes. That's probably very rare.
Will you admit that when you first heard Welker's press conference, you thought it was pretty funny? Because most people did. I mean, I thought it was creative and witty, and I didn't think he had it in him. I mean, I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah, and I didn't hear much about it until, you know, that night when people were texting me, so... You know, I think Wes is just, you know, he's kind of that's his Wes's personality. Wes is a very, fun, positive, energetic person. I think with all the things that were coming out of New York, I think, you know, Wes just thought it'd be funny to combat it in his own way. But, I don't think that's any reason why we lost the game. I don't think that would have been any reason why we had won the game had we won the game. You know, I think all that stuff that happened over the course of the week really didn't have any influence on the game. What had the most influence on the game is, you know, an interception in a red area, you know, not scoring the ball when we get into the red area, kicking, settling for field goals, not converting on third down, not making the critical fourth down plays that we needed to make. That had the most influence on the game.
Hey, Tom, now that the season is over, does Mr. Suisa get a phone call to do something dramatic with the hair?
I know. I don't know. I haven't put much thought in anything, other than what I need to do to be a better quarterback next year. That's probably where my thoughts have been since the game ended last night.
Well, if you'd like to raise a lot of money for the Jimmy Fund or something, when it's time for that to happen, we could probably make a little charity event and have one person help Peeny.
You're thinking Mohawk?
Work on your hair. No, we'll let Peeny helped him out here, but
probably
sell tons and tons of raffle tickets. Tons and tons of raffle tickets for the Jimmy Fund for somebody to help Peeny cut Tom's hair.
Yeah, that's a hell of an idea.
Give it some thought.
Hey, do you feel like you guys are set up to do it again next year, year after? We all know about the draft picks. You got a lot of young guys. We know about last year's draft. Does it feel, I know it doesn't feel good right now, but do you feel optimistic looking forward? Do you think you're going to have a few more shots at this, Tom?
I sure as hell hope so. I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. I know Coach Belichick is, you know, what he allows us to do as a team and what the coaching that he gives us is, you know, is the best, and there's no one better. So, and when you have the best coach, you know, the best owner, I mean, it's so set up for us to be successful here, playing for the Patriots and the guys that come here. You know, as long as we have a group of guys that are tough and resilient, that work hard and are, you know, love the game of football like the guys we had this year, we're always going to win games.
Sounds like Logan Mankins you're describing.
Yeah, I mean, Logan's the ultimate guy. I mean, there's nobody better than Logan. Logan's the best at his position. He's everything you look for, and he's a phenomenal person. You know, he's a phenomenal player, and I hope we get him back.
Well, Tom, since, well, wait a minute, I got the quarterback question. It's the last one. He'll be upset about the last question of
That's
the year.
That's a great one.
Here we go. Is this it? Yes. The efficient drive. No, the efficient drive. Where is the quarterback question? Here we go. How does your off-season training change now that your season has ended earlier than expected? Is that the one you wanted?
That's it?
No.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is there a better one now?
How long will it take you to get over the loss? That's the better one.
How long will it take you to get over
the loss? Yeah, how long will it take you to get over the loss?
You never get over, I mean, you never get over losses, and I think you, and I never got over one loss that I've had in my career. They always stick with me, and I think there's, look, I mean, some teams play, and man, we make the playoffs, and that's a hell of a year. Well, that's not what the Patriots are all about. I don't think that's the standard that guys like Teddy and Willie and Ty have set for us. And I think we're, you know, our expectations every year are to win the Super Bowl, so. You know, I think that when you don't do that, there's disappointment that lingers for a long time, and really the best way to go about it, unfortunately during the regular season, you always have a game the following week, and the postseason you don't. And it's going to, everyone will go their separate ways for the time being, and hopefully the labor situation gets itself sorted out. But, you know, everyone will come back to the mini camps with, it's a new season. And I think that's the one thing about the Super Bowl and the end of that Super Bowl game that I've always felt is that's the start of the new year. So until that Super Bowl ends, you're always feeling like, you know how you feel. And then when that game ends, you're like, man, I'm so happy the season's over because, you know, your goal is to win it all. And it takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of great play at critical times. Played that, for example, this team had done over the course of the entire season, and really at critical times, we just didn't do it, yesterday. So it's going to last for a long time.
Well, Tom, since this is your last appearance of the year with us, Jerry and I want to thank you for answering the bell every Monday morning, when I'm sure there are some Monday mornings you didn't want to get up and talk with us. We also appreciate your willingness to engage and entertain our obnoxious questions on a pretty regular basis.
Yes.
No, I appreciate you guys, and you guys are always so, sensitive when things don't go so well. And, it's as competitors, we want to do the best, you know, for all of our fans, and we want to do the best for our teammates, for our coaches, and, you know, for everybody that supports us. And believe me, it's very disappointing for all of us to not live up to the expectations that we all set, whether it's our fans or, you know, Mr. Kraft or, and, you know, that's the disappointment that we feel, and hopefully that continues to motivate us going forward. I'm sure it will. I know it will for all the guys who are part of this team. So, you know, we're going to move forward with more awareness of what we need to do to be better. And, I look forward to seeing what that all means.
See, now I know you took a shot in the head. He called us sensitive, Jerry. No one's ever called us sensitive in 15 years.
You guys are, I'm telling you.
Tom,
me at least.
Enjoy your off season as best you can, and if you want to do the hair thing, have your friend call me. Okay.
All right, guys. Good talking to you. Take care.
Take care, Tom. Thanks. Brady.